This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're now just days away from one of the biggest events on the Illinois hunting calendar, the annual Illinois dove season. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, dove hunting will soon be underway throughout the state, and as Illinois' most popular game bird, doves continue to draw large numbers of hunting enthusiasts. The first segment of the Illinois dove season opens September 1st and continues through October 31st. The second segment of the hunt is scheduled for November 5th through the 13th. As everyone knows, however, the opening day or two seems to be the greatest interest of among hunters. You'll see loads of hunters out there enjoying this fast gunning sport. And Illinois is again offering a September Canada goose season in all zones. The season opens September 1st and continues through September 15th. The daily bag limit for geese will be 5 in the north and central zones and 2 geese in the south zone. Possession limits are double the daily bag limit. So there's two new hunting opportunities, and keep in mind that the squirrel hunt is still going strong. Now, if you went to didn't get to go to the state fair and see the conservation world, visitors to the DuQuoin State Fair are invited to stop by Conservation Village on the DuQuoin Fairgrounds for information on Illinois outdoor recreation opportunities and natural resource protection. Conservation Village is hosted by the Department of Natural Resources and is open from noon until 7 each day of the fair, and the DuQuoin State Fair, which is currently underway, continues through September 5th. Now, information tents at Conservation Village are located in the center of the fairgrounds on Expo Drive, just south of the Expo Hall. Conservation Village will feature information and displays on a wide array of DNR programs, including outdoor recreation opportunities. Visitors will have a chance to talk to natural resources professionals about state wildlife, fisheries, forestry, parks, restoration ecology, mines and minerals, and other programs. And interested folks can also talk with the DNR conservation police officers about regulations and laws governing fishing, hunting, and boating in Illinois. Youngsters will want to stop by the lake on the DuQuoin Fairgrounds located between RV World and the Expo Building, where the DNR Urban Fishing Program will host kids' casting clinics during the fair. The clinics are scheduled for each weekday at the fair from 4 to 7 p.m. Also, young deer hunters will again have their opportunity. The Illinois Youth Either Sex Firearm Deer Hunt is slated for October 8th and 9th. Permits for this season are currently available over-the-counter sales at DNR direct license and permit vendors. For a list of Illinois public hunting areas open to the Youth Either Sex Firearm Deer Hunt, you can check the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And if you're a waterfowl hunter, the new Waterfowl Digest are available online. The 2011-2012 Digest can be seen at the DNR website, which again is www.dnr.illinois.gov. The Digest is a must for waterfowl hunters in Illinois and provides information on Illinois waterfowl seasons, dates, limits, regulations, and other important information. And printed copies will be available soon at all DNR offices and most DNR direct license vendor locations. So there's some ideas for things to do, as well as some pretty good fishing, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. Okay, I'll be back right after these messages.
I wake up with my radio, shower and makeup with it, drink coffee and take off with it on my arm. No jumps, road bumps, add rhythm to my songs, sing-alongs at stop signs, sticky rhymes running through my days. Take my radio to go, and go where my radio plays. However and wherever you listen, radio keeps you company.
Brought to you by the radio industry and this station. To remind you that radio is heard here. Radio is heard everywhere.
Okay, we're back, and the good fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs continues. In fact, at Lake Shelbyville right now, anglers seem to be catching a little bit of everything. In fact, the Corps has not been in any hurry to get the lake back into summer pool and is now up about 2.5 feet. They're dropping it less than an inch a day, and the surface temperatures that once rose to 91 are running about 81 to 83. And the lake is still clear, and there's just not been a whole lot of rain here. In the past week, anglers have been really hammering the crappie. However, the white bass are in the river channels, busting small schools of shad, but aren't interested in many lures. In fact, the best way to get them now is to wait until a windy day and get them shallow on a flat like 0.3, 0.5, or 0.6. Midday seems to be the best because you need the wind to build up and push the bait up into the shallows. Try using a 3/8 ounce tail spinner lure combined with an 1/8 ounce jig. Both work equally well. The bite will really take off once this surface temperatures drop below the into the mid to low 70s. Right now, like we said, it's 81 to 83, and the white bass fishing in mid-September on through mid-October is typically about as good as most fishermen will ever see. The crappie, however, are really they're really turning on over here, and their limits are common. Try fishing around the down trees on the river channel banks early in the morning. Many anglers are tight-lining a plain minnow rig over suspended tree branches. You might be sitting in about 30 feet or more of water in depth, but all you gotta do is find a tree branch, say 12 to 15 feet deep, and those crappie are congregated all around it. The catfish bite has been good at Lake Shelbyville as well. Anglers are doing very well tight lining as well as trot lines, using a variety of live baits on the trot lines and commercial baits on the pull and line. And the bass bite, it's been a morning and evening thing and pretty good. So good fishing at Lake Shelbyville. At Carlisle Lake right now, the catfish they're about as good as they get. Anglers are catching good numbers of these fish on night crawlers, cheese baits, and leeches with pulling lines. Trotliners are finding their best success with leeches and cut bait. Drift fishermen continue to prefer shrimp. And the crappie bite still fair. It's been quite a summer here at all three big lakes as far as crappie go. There's some nice crappie being caught. Minnows and tube jigs seem to be the baits of choice. And some very good white bass action. They're still doing very well in the lake on white bass. Early morning, late evening seem to be the best bite. Anglers are using small crankbaits or slab spoons fished over the humps and catching some nice catches. Nighttime anglers are finding success using a floating light and minnows around the trestles. And in the tailwater, the white bass spotty, but can be very good if you get those couple hours during the day when they turn on. They're catching these on inline spinners, tube jigs, minnows, and curly tails. And the catfish bite has been good in the river as well. Cut shad and night crawlers seem to be producing the best as far as live baits goes. A variety of commercial baits also producing fish, and the crappie bite has been good. However, most days you're going to see a lot of small crappie. You just got to keep fishing, and you will sort out a fair number of good fish once the day goes on. And the sauger bite, still good. Not as good as it was, but still good. They're not as many big fish as well, but they're still catching some keeper fish on curly tails fished vertically, and they're tipping these with a minnow or night crawler. So you can put together a pretty nice catch of fish in the tailwater as well. At Rend Lake in the state's southern reaches, the catfish bite is king right now, catching a lot of these fish on all types of live and commercial catfish baits. Hot spots have been the Waltonville Dam, the Bonnie Dam, and the Ina Boat Ramp. Jug fishermen are also finding success catching a lot of fish. The bass bite, it's been a topwater most of the time thing. Most anglers are using buzz baits or walking style type baits and finding some exciting action. The bass are still in this shad spawn situation, and the Rend Lake is a body of water that changes by the hour. So if you stop catching them in any given area, move on and you're likely to catch fish again. Some anglers also finding success on Carolina rigs a little bit later in the day. The crankbait bite is probably a little bit above average as well, and they're catching these around the bridges and along the rocks. So as you can see, good fishing to be had. Dove hunt going on now in just a couple of days. The squirrel hunt's well underway. Lots of things happening on the outdoor scene, and that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.